Just over 2 weeks ago, myself, Pete and Paul Clark headed northside to visit one of the longer-running Dublin City Pirates, Radio Caroline, on 102.5. When we arrived, one of the station's founders, Bobby Gibson, was on the air, and Pete asked him about Caroline itself and also its links with other previous northside stations.
From the film Breaking Glass, called the tune Hazel O'Connor.
Dublin's real alternative. This is Caroline. This is Europe's first and only album station, Radio Caroline.
Well, Caroline came about January 92, going ever since, 7 days a week, pumping out music. That's just about what we do. There's nothing more to the programs. About 40 hours a week. Extended broadcasting on Saturday and Sunday. The big day, Sunday, 9 o'clock through till midnight. Doing what we do best, enjoying ourselves, having a good time on the air.
Right, and how many staff are there working on the station?
It fluctuates with personnel, but the number would usually be in around 20 to 25 people. Completely funded from the subs from those people. A couple of quid a week, a usual feature of stations, and that's how we fund it. There's no commercials going out on Caroline. It's purely for fun and enjoyment. And the enjoyment doesn't just stop inside this room, but the reaction from the people on the street, the listeners, enjoy it just as much.
Right, and how is the response? The response good, yeah?
The phone is pretty quiet tonight, but come the weekend, you'll be putting about 20 calls, 30 calls an hour through for the golden oldies and stuff like that. But it's more street cred, you know. You'd meet people and they'd mention that they are listening, they're still listening. Or, you know, we run a function every now and again, 60s night or whatever, and we'd be putting flyers around the pub, and the reaction would be very strong to the local station.
Right, and of course, Caroline, I suppose, wouldn't be the first radio venture from this part of the woods, would it really?
No, like, before Caroline, like, my first venture was 1985. I'm just going to switch a record here, okay?
Yeah, you go ahead.
The Bard from Barking, Essex, that is. That's Billy Bragg on Caroline 102.5 as it approaches 10 o'clock.
Excellent.
I was just about to tell you about started myself in 85, North Dublin Community Radio on 100 FM, May the 18th, if you're interested in dates and all that. I was working with a chap called Wally on that station, a friend of mine, and he posed the question, why can't we do this ourselves? So we decided that we'll set up our own station locally, because, you know, we're travelling about 5 miles to go on air. Summer 86, a group of six lads on summer holidays planned to put on a radio station. Now, how it came off, I don't know, but it actually happened. We chose medium wave, but we ended up on FM. Strange things happen like that. 96 FM, the station we called it Big Beach Radio. It ran from, I think it was around June 19 to August 8. Or it must have been longer than that, but it was... It seemed longer. That was our first station that we ran on our own. From that, we set up Centre Radio, which next appeared December 19th, 96, and ran for the Christmas from the U Club in Baldoyle. 88 FM and 96 again, and various transmitters breaking down all the time. Followed that up the following summer with Centre Radio from new premises. We purchased a shed. We thought we were the first to do so. It was a 9x10, 90 square foot tin shed, and we ran that for the summer through technical breakdowns, and it never really got established. And then we moved again and set up in February of 88 in Bayside, and called the station the same name, but set it under a true community model. We ran it from the community centre in Bayside, and we ran 7 days a week till December 31st, 88, and then we closed down. Re-emerging almost immediately on Bank Holiday Mondays as Radio Caroline, from where we are now. Ran for about a year and a half every Bank Holiday Monday, so that's about six or seven times a year, turning up, just doing it for the pure heck of it. And then we decided in 92, Christmas 92, that we would establish it on a full-time basis. Just checking the records. Don't want to run out while I'm talking to you. I think when we came back on as Caroline, we were more serious, much more serious. The effort that we put into setting it up and coming on, the dedication that was there from the personnel, proved that, you know, we could do it on an ongoing basis. And we've been here for near on 7 years, non-stop. The third longest running station in Dublin at the moment, I think, behind Radio Dublin and DLR.
And have you ever decided or made the decision to go towards the licensing situation?
We have. Just one second. We've considered that, and you know, as only to do right by the community, we attempted to become licensed. Our attempts failed, and having failed, we were on the air before we tried. We were on the air during trying, and we remained to be on the air. So it's not significant. It is still got potential for the station to grow if it was licensed. But if they're not prepared to license stations like ours, we might as well just stay on, you know, and do it, you know.
Well, that was my next question anyway. What's your opinion on radio in general as it stands at the moment? Here we are in July 1998.
I think that there's a huge choice of radio, from cable to, you know, what's on air in Dublin. There's a fine number of stations. I think the pirates equal the licensed stations. The output from the licensed stations is very sterile, I find. From the commercials down to the hospital stations, and in between the communities and the special interest licensed stations. I feel the people working in those stations, you know, want to output more, but they are limited by their licensed contract. Which is a shame, really, because you've got, you know, really dedicated personnel there who want to make good radio, and many of them do, but they just don't do it on the stations that are licensed.
Right. And how do you see the situation developing now?
I think that with technology the way it's going, the airwaves are going to be freed up by digital and other technology. So I can see, you know, the FM becoming a haven for hobbyists and pirates, I think they should be allowed to get on with it and do it. As RTE set up digital networks across the country, they'll move over to that technology over a period of years, and they've still got the medium waves pumping out if they need to penetrate into areas that don't have coverage. I think there's plenty of spectrum to be played with. It's always a myth that, you know, there's no space left to license stations. You know, they just don't want to do it. They don't want to affect the commercial apple cart that says that these stations are there, and there's two in Dublin that are, you know, allowed to make money to you know, satisfy shareholdings, basically.
Right, and finally, what's the future plan for Caroline?
Caroline,
And Bobby Gibson.
I'm quite happy where I am. Caroline would like to extend coverage from the north side to the city centre and the south side. Basically, go citywide, and that's next plan.
Well, Bobby, thank you very much indeed for talking to us, and best of luck with Caroline.
Thank you very much.
Radio Caroline.
Time to live, take the time to give. We got agitate, that petrol emotion and the big decision. Radio Caroline at 10 after 10 on a Tuesday night, BG, until 11:30. If you want to give us a call, 8321884.
From a ship anchored off the Dublin coast, this is the new Radio Caroline.
That was Bobby Gibson on air at Radio Caroline Dublin, a station well worth tuning into on 102.5 MHz. And hopefully, if they do get a mountain-based relay sorted out, more people will be able to listen into what has become a very popular station around the northeast of the Dublin area.